Oh, just here. It's hard to describe the emotions today. We were 3-0 down after 19 minutes. And I thought to myself, Jesus, what's going on here? But hey, look, we're half time, you know, our team feels we're up a wee bit. I said to the boys at half time, boys, don't be panicking, we'll score goals all year. And we're spent the second half, we've got two goals, Kieran, within the space of 5 minutes, it settled us down, and half that time, we could have scored a few more, you know, but look, we're absolutely delighted to get over the line down here today. What an achievement it is for these players, back-to-back league titles. Like, when I was chatting to you 12 months ago, I would have been happy to stay in the Division 1 this year, but to go and win it, it's just an unbelievable experience, an unbelievable feeling, and it's brilliant.
We're going to talk about the club in just a second. We're going to talk about what this means to the club, but tell me about today's goal scorers, Kieran. I'm not too sure who got the goals today, but 3-0 down, and I suppose six unanswered goals, then.
I say we're 3 down after 18 minutes, and Sean Kerr got us back in the game, Kieran, just on the stroke of half-time, maybe 40 minutes. And Sean ran in to get a hat-trick. Actually, Sean scored two more. Brandon McCarthy got one, James Kerr got one, and John Nanny got one. Sean Kerr and James Kerr, two brothers, are actually joint top scorers now in the league, 14 goals each. So they'll have to split the trophy. hey, it was a great game. Some comeback the second half. You know, with a 3-1 down at half-time, like, you know, the change room we were worried, but as Mary was saying, no panic, boys. We'll get goals. Just we can't concede another one. And it's brilliant. A brilliant team performance from everybody. So from man to man, from Brian and Nets to every man on the field. Brilliant. Unreal.
QV, in terms of a wise football manager once told me once upon a time, managing a football team is a bit like a sales rep. You have targets at the start of the season. Was your target to stay in the league, or was it to get promoted into the top tier?
Well, Ken, I'll 100% honest with you, sir. Our target at the start of the season was to stay in the league. Like, you know, Division 2, like, to win it last year was brilliant. And, you know, it's a big step up, like, in the division, you know. And we had a chat, like, and we're kind of, look, boys, we need to make sure, first and foremost, stay in the league. Make sure we stay in the league. And after that, I think it's a bonus. And, like, we were sitting there, you know, Christmas time, and we're sitting top of the league, Christmas time, and these boys have been a serious amount of effort, like over Christmas being down to the Port Salmon twice and trained, you know what I mean? Like, came to pitch a few days of Christmas trained. That's paid off massively, you know. Like, our first game back at Christmas was home here at Capri. It was a must-win game, like, if you wanted any intention of winning the league. And we won that day, you know. Like, we've only dropped, like, since Catherine made us in the league here in November, we've only dropped 3-6 points, I think, all the other, you know. So, no, serious achievement. No, hey, look, the aim was to stay in the league, but hey, look, when you're up near the top, hey, there's a chance to win the league. Hey, there's no better feeling.
100%. In terms of player personnel, suppose from the outside looking in here, QE, when any team gets promoted to the higher league, I always look at the player personnel. In terms of your players, has many of them played in the Premier Division in the recent past?
Well, Sean Joe would have played, Lee McGrann would have played, Lee Darragh Dory would have played, and Sparky would have played, he won the Premier League with Cameron Kennan, I think, but prior to that, no, this, for all the boys, would be the first team up to the Premier League, you know, but hey, it's a super achievement for them. Like, we're all local boys down here, like, we're laughing at training on Wednesday night, there's nobody past Rubble's restaurant, you know what I mean, we're all based around this area, you know, it's a great achievement, you know, to have all local boys, like, no, it's fun. But it's fun crowd here in Kerry today. Like, I came here into the line of pitch just even 5 o'clock, and there was bunting up and there was flags up, and I didn't even know who they were up. I think it was the local dual school committee. You know what I mean? Fair play to them. Like, there was great buzz in the town all week, you know, and meeting people on your phone has it up ringing, and people wishing you well, and just a brilliant, like, Kerry is a great wee town, you know, for pulling together. Like, it's brilliant, brilliant.
QE, I can certainly hear the pride and passion on your voice, and what makes this story even better is a great friend of mine, Ollie Horrigan, used to do certain jobs outside managing the team, and you were obviously lining the pitch yesterday. The club means a lot to you, QE.
Oh, hi, that's here. I'm only a blow one down here. I'm originally from Letterkenny, but I married John Joe's daughter, Deirdre, like, and like, when I came down, John Joe was, oh, do you play football? The first thing he asked me was, do you play football? And I said, I do, but I'm not very good at it. But then he signed for Kerry Keelan, and I played a few games, you know, but Like, Jonjo passed on the mantle to me then when he retired. Like, Jonjo was 40 years. What an achievement that was. And he asked me would I continue it on, keep it in the family. And I was more than honoured to be 15 years on now. And this club means the world to me. It means the world to the McAteer family. It means, you know what I mean? It's a special club. You know, people say, oh, you're such a club, but this is a special club down here with special people like me, Peggy. There. Peggy was here today. Never seen a prouder woman. I'm sure Jonjo was looking down today. I mean, like, Jonjo was a heart and soul of this club for so long, and he's missed every day, and he's talked about every day, and, you know, I mean, just through it in his memory, just it's a special feeling. And, you know, and please God, now we can keep it going and do well next year in the Premier League.
Yeah, John Joe, obviously looking down a proud man today. I can see what it means to you, Huey. Finally, before I let you go, would it be fair for me to say there could be a bank holiday in Carrickgill tomorrow?
There could be a couple of bank holidays here, I think. No, there'll definitely be a bank holiday tomorrow, definitely. And maybe Tuesday, all going well. Please God, hey, look, you have to enjoy these things when they come around, because they don't come around too often. I know last year, we won the league as well, but look, enjoy it when you're here. Life's too short. As I say, as I told the boys after the game, that you boys, you don't realise the achievement that you have done late. To win back-to-back league titles, it's just an unbelievable feeling. Hey, and we're going to enjoy it now. We're heading for the village in here in Carrickgill, and the champagne's on ice. So we're going to enjoy it here, because as I say, I don't come around too often. So.
Kieran Walsh, a huge congratulations again, and a huge congratulations to you. I can just see the pride and passion coming out of your mouth there. So, Kieran, huge congratulations, and we're all looking forward to the Carrickgill v Fannett next season.
Oh, hey, look, as I was sitting in Michael McGoy after the game too, it's a big derby, it's a local derby, and I was saying to Michael, like, to be fair to Fannett, the two clubs are on well, you know, like, we lost Dewey Park 15, 16 years ago, and we had no pitch, and Fannin stepped on and gave us their second pitch for 3 years. Like, you know, not only for that, you know what I mean, we had to fold, you know. So we appreciate that, like, and two teams run well. And so, no, it's local derby, hard to beat a local derby too, and all the boys know each other. So the Dragon might suck for steak, but we'll not worry about that now until it comes. So we'll enjoy it now, next couple of days here. And
thank you very much.
Enjoy the hangovers on Tuesday.
Thank you.
Here and your gentlemen, thank you very much. Thanks for all your coverage all year. Hi, I'm Tyler Mayo. Good man, cheers. Thank you.
That is the victorious, the pride, the passionate Carrickgill manager there, Huey Walsh.